Creeping It Reels in the Feud.
With me. Good evening, guys. I just wanted to come in and do the first podcast, episode one. We're going to talk about ghost ships and cruises. I've got a little information about two of them. So, they are either abandoned places or have paranormal activity. Ghost ships can be used to describe ships with reported hauntings and paranormal activity. The RMS Queen Mary, this ship is now a hotel, is known for reports of paranormal activity, including disembodied voices, strange noises, and apparitions. Full body chills. Final Voyage set sail October 31st, 1967. And was docked December 9th, 1967, where she was made into a floating hotel and tourist attraction, where you can still stay. A little pricey. Cheapest room I seen on the website was about $490 a night. I don't know if that goes up if you have more than one person in your room or not, but that is what it is costing. Okay. People have seen a man crushed by a watertight door, and the host of a woman who dances in the first class lounge. One of the staterooms is so haunted that it was closed to the public for 30 years. Just recently opened not too long ago. 1989 in the Mauritania room, also known as the Garden Room, the cleaning staff saw a guest sitting on a chair in the middle of the room. Excuse me, I got the hiccups, guys. The three staff members were about to call security on the guest when she suddenly disappeared. The staff was astonished. Okay, 2001, an employee came into work early and entered the staff offices, and it housed the beauty salon. The staff member was minding her business and was brushed against by a pale-skinned walking through until it disappeared. Boy, that is spooky as all hell. Disclaimer, I have explicit language. There was a spirit ghost they called Grumpy. He was known to growl in people's ears, and they feel the presence in a lot of the rooms of the ship. A heavy presence, I'm guessing, if they call him Grumpy. Another spirit will be seen near the propellers in an area known as Shaft Alley. B340 room, where Walter J. Adamson died in the room in 1948. No one has a record of how Walter died. The sighting started after he passed. Not before, you can only assume it was him. Even a female passenger in that room woke in the middle of the night of a shadow figure standing at the end of the bed. The entity pulled the covers off her and vanished when she woke. I don't know what to say about that. Jackie at the pool loves to play hide and seek. It's a little girl. The voices are crying, laughing, and talking, sounds knocking, banging, and footsteps. You can stay there in some of the spooky rooms if you want to. Hey, if you do, email me first because I want to stay too. It has tours and events. Like I said, one night there is about $450 to $500 a night. And that's the cheapest room. The highest I seen was like $800 a night. That must be a room with some gold eggs or something in it. The next ship and the last ship that I'm going to be talking about before I put in about two little excerpts to my podcast so we can keep it a little entertaining. The Flying Dutchman. It's a ship that cannot dock, that has to sail the ocean forever. The captain was a person that made a deal with the devil or faced a divine curse, condemning him and his crew to wander the oceans forever. Captain Hendrik van der Decken. vowed to round the Cape of Good Hope in a storm. Supposedly seeing the ship in its ghost form is bad luck. It makes for storms, shipwrecks, or other calamities. The ship has been seen glowing off in the distance in stormy bad weather. So hopefully if you're out on these waters where it was, you will not see it. If you do, it's supposed to bring you bad luck and bad weather. Okay, that isn't all I have about the ships at this point. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about a couple things that I've read that might be a little interesting to you. An old headstone was in a lady's backyard because it had the wrong spelling on it. They replaced it with the right spelling, but before the spirit of that man would sleep or rest, it had to be corrected. Now, I can understand that because that's how I would feel if I was in that situation. I definitely would not want my name misspelled in any kind of form or nature once I'm gone. You talk about me, make sure you spell my name right. If you don't, that means you didn't know me. So give it to somebody that does. Thank you. Come again. Here's another excerpt. A national out-of-country football, like soccer in Spain, because it's not our NFL football and college footballs that we have here in the States, game, and lightning struck in the field. It knocked the lights out, and some of the home team players were knocked down, too. So, of course, they claimed witchcraft was carried out from the away team because no one could explain otherwise. Until it was explained that the home team has metal-plated cleats. So lightning and metal, you know the rest. So guess what? That was debunked. I don't really have too much to go on with at this point, but I wanted to get something out there so that people could know that the podcast is starting. It's called Creeping It Reels in the Field. So twice a week, you will get paranormal, ghosty kind of podcast. And once a week, you will get in-state NFL football, maybe some other sports, but mainly football. And we will be talking about it. It will be me and my son. But for the spooky stuff, it will be just me. And I will be back in a couple days to post episode 2, which will be longer than this 8.5-minute recording. Thank you guys. I hope you come and listen again. Before I forget, I have some fun facts dealing with the paranormal and little spooky stuff. In-N-Out Burger Restaurant has the Flying Dutchman on the menu, which consists of 2 beef patties and 2 slices of cheese with no bun or toppings. Wow. Poltergeists are known for being noisy. That's where their name comes from, I believe. Albert Einstein said ghosts exist because of conservation energy. This one I found out when I watched the show Evil, and then I looked it up. There's a thing called 21 grams. It's a thing that scientists have said how much your soul weighs. So when it leaves your body when you die, you would be 21 grams lighter. Now, if that is true or not, I do not know. So episode 1 was about Queen Mary, the Flying Dutchman, the out-of-country lightning and football game, a headstone with the wrong spelling on it, and of course, my fun facts. Again, I will see you next week. or in a couple days, whatever comes first.